This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And let me first give a disclaimer. Please, if you have little children in the room or kids that are not age appropriate, they shouldn't be listening to such things. I would advise you, please ask them to leave the room right now. Find somebody, dump them with somebody. Because we are going to get a bit maybe X-rated, and I cannot guarantee that how this discussion will go. And so because of that, I would rather be safe. I'll be getting married soon. But she was addicted to masturbation. And she was telling me, you know, she was masturbating with everything, furniture, pillow, everything she could find. And she was so addicted to it that she didn't know how, now that she's getting married, she can stop it. And how will her husband please her, since she knows exactly, you know, X marks the spot and so on. So I counseled her for about a year on that. But I just want to share this thing about, if you've started, I ask you to do everything in your power to stop it immediately, because it has long-term damaging effects. For men, of course, research has shown that it creates watery semen, premature ejaculation, and a whole bunch of other nasties that will affect your spouse. At the end of the day, you won't be able to satisfy your spouse on your selfish path to just satisfying yourself. So be very careful with that. If you've started, stop it immediately. If you've not started, don't even be curious. Don't try it. Now, with regard to using sex toys, what I often say is, if it's something that both of you are mutually doing together and it's something you're down with, you like, some absolutely not, haram, I'm gonna burn in hell if I do it, whatever. For me, it's just it's really an individual thing. If your spouse is involved and you're both pleasing each other, pleasuring each other, then I think it's safe to say, if it's working for you, do so. However, there is a high risk when a woman has something other than her man that is penetrating her. It exposes her to enjoying something that, for a man who climaxes quickly, she may end up going into masturbation because she derives more pleasure from that. So that's what I wanted to emphasize with regard to using sex toys. Then let me just quickly run through and see, is there anything else that people have asked? Here we go, let's see. Okay, you're right, ma'am. A lot of men ignore part that feels sex can resolve issues. I think I get it, that a lot of men think sex will solve the problem. Sex is meant to be a bonding activity in the relationship. However, if it is just used to quench a need, but the main issues haven't been addressed or dealt with, you can't put plaster on a wound that isn't going to heal. You have to deal with the baggage. And I promise you, you are going to get the best of your spouse if you have resolved issues first before you bring intimacy into the equation. Then there was something I wanted to say, it just skipped my mind. However, I will continue. Oh, and then another word of caution, because men complain about this when they write and talk about intimacy, is that women use headache as an excuse, or whatever, all sorts of excuse, when they know their spouse wants to be intimate with them. All of a sudden they fall sick. All of a sudden they develop ulcer. All of a sudden something happens. Do not bring up frivolous excuses as to why you won't be intimate with your spouse. If you are not in the mood, express it to them, but in a kind way, and help them understand why. And hopefully it will lead to a discussion that will help you address the issue so you can move on, so that you can enjoy each other. However, never, ever, ever, never use sex as a bargaining chip. Do not ever use it to say, okay, I'll let you have this if you let me have that. Do not use sex to negotiate. Don't. It's not healthy for the relationship. Just wanted to get that out of the way as well. All right, let's see here. What else? Okay, just checking to see if there's any question or comments. Okay, sex is something that works with the mind. Absolutely. For many, especially women, it is the mind. However, it's still a mutual thing. I mean, sex is meant to be pleasurable for both. And I know a man will have maximum pleasure if his wife is involved. If it is just she's lying there and you quench your thirst for intimacy, unfortunately, let me just say, there's something much better if you are both having more of a deliberate intention to satisfy each other. Okay, some men cheat and they blame their wives. Yes, absolutely. I know this is something that I've already addressed before, but it is no justification. There is never, ever, ever a justification for infidelity. There is never, ever a justification for infidelity. In fact, I know I've read in certain madhabs that if a man's urge is greater than what his wife can satisfy, he is allowed to masturbate. Like I said, it's makruh and it's another monster in itself. So it's safer not to. But he's allowed to masturbate to release that desire so he doesn't go and commit zina, because doing zina is a greater evil. So I just wanted to clarify that. Okay. Are sex toys haram? No, they are not, like I said before. But let it not lead to haram. Let it not be something that leads you to do something really bad. Like, you know, you're watching pornography and you're copying what you're seeing, or it leads you to masturbation, which is makruh, highly discouraged, and so on. Licking each other's private parts, absolutely. Have fun with each other. This is definitely something you can explore. For women, especially women, they find that to be kind of icky. Like women have described it, giving oral sex. For some women, let me clarify, for some women, they think it's disgusting. I've seen women scrunch their face and say, oh, so gross, and so on. But if that is what pleases your spouse, then you do need to do what you need to do to satisfy your man. You cannot. You put aside all the ickiness you're feeling and so on, and do what you have to do to make him fulfill his fantasies. So, but if it's something you enjoy, if you don't enjoy it, communicate that you don't enjoy it. Sometimes it's the men that want to do it badly, but their wife doesn't want it. That's one of his fantasies. So try. Make sure he understands it's not something you enjoy, but once in a while, allow him to please himself if that's what makes him happy. I think that's what I would say in that area. But for women, I know many would say, you know, they find it to be gross. Trust me, it's a mental thing. Program your mind that you are pleasing your husband. You are satisfying his needs. You are bringing his fantasies to life. You are meant to be that one-stop shop for everything that your spouse needs, for everything your spouse wants. However, it's supposed to be the same the other way around. So both have to be. That's why I keep emphasizing this word. Both have to be intentional. Both have to be deliberate. Both have to go out of their way to make sure they ask their spouse, what are your fantasies? What do you want? What am I not doing? What should I do differently? Bring it onto the table and talk about it. This is such an important area. You can spice up the marriage by doing so much. Start your day making sure that if you aren't going to be intimate, at least you hug, you kiss. There's some physical contact between you and your spouse if you're together. If you're not together, it's not an excuse. Send a message or start a WhatsApp video or any kind of video where you see each other and you talk about things. Talk about your fantasies. Do dirty talk, whatever it is. But you have to try your best to keep this thing top of each other's mind and keep it as a priority in a relationship. Make it important. Make it something you do consciously. And don't use children as an excuse not to be intimate with your spouse. A lot of women, once they get pregnant, of course, their hormones go ballistic on them and things just go haywire. However, I still say, make an effort. I'm not saying when you're going through morning sickness, you're feeling sick as a dog, you should try going into things like that. And you would hope, and I pray you have a considerate spouse that will be understanding, but you need to also be very understanding that your spouse has needs and he's not made of wood. So try your best to see how you can pleasure each other no matter what happens. You have young children, be creative. That's where quickies come in, where you have to be adventurous. You have to find ways of doing, you know, like shop, but continue to make sure you do not neglect this very important area because you have children. Be very creative. Sometimes you send them over to grandma's house or to a babysitter or whatever, but you make time for this because it's that important. All right, let me see what else we've got going on here. Okay. Everybody seems to want to know if oral sex is haram. It is not. It is not haram. Absolutely. I know there's such a huge misconception. That's why I'm saying people aren't talking about this. We need to make this mainstream. Whoever is watching right now, if you organize events, organize lectures, I pray to Allah that you will organize an event where scholars come and talk about intimacy, talk about the romantic prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the examples he set for us. Talk about what it is. That's why I love the books that Brother Habib Akande wrote, because he connects it with the Quran and Sunnah. I think that's the best part for me, that he brings quotes and references that back up what he is encouraging us to do in relationships. So definitely check out those three books. All right. What is this about? Somebody, I'm sure by now you know what this is about. All right. I think more Hausa ladies and women need to be here because most of them have little or no knowledge about sex. How do you know, Hausa ladies? You're busy generalizing. I'm suspecting you. All right. Actually, the thing is, it is the reality that our parents don't teach us these things. Many. Some cultures they do. That's why the book Kunyaza is actually about a country and a culture where they encourage, they teach men how to pleasure their women. It is part of the culture. Like, you're not a man if you can't make you help your wife climax, if you can't help her squirt and this and that. Anyway, I'm not going to go into that in full detail, but I ask you, look for the book and read it. So this thing to do with them not knowing, yeah, so who's going to teach them? Because the scholars aren't talking about it. And we need to stop making it a taboo subject. We need to start talking about this regularly, so that people get enlightened, get to know. I remember getting a lot of messages, DMs and emails from women who say, why does sex hurt so much? And sex doesn't need to hurt. What is the problem is the woman is not lubricated. That is it. And you're not lubricated because you're not aroused. It's a natural secretion that comes from the body when you are in the mood. So of course, if you're not aroused, you're not going to be lubricated. However, your husband wants to be satisfied and you now have to give him what he wants, but it hurts you. Sex is not meant to be painful. So that's when I share with people that, with women, that you buy lubricants. You start to introduce lubricants into the relationship. You can buy lubricants online. You can buy them in pharmacies. Online, you can get more adventurous because that's where you get flavored ones. You can get strawberry flavored, chocolate flavored, and so on. However, just go to any pharmacy and look for, like right here in Nigeria, just look for KY jelly. Tell your pharmacist you want KY jelly. It's a lubricant, water-based, and so it does not create friction. It's slippery, and so it allows for a smoother experience between the two spouses. And you can use lubricants when you are off salat on other body parts. I'll leave your imagination to go to work here. I'm not going to go into that. But those lubricants are absolutely wonderful because they prevent friction for your spouse when he's not able to penetrate you, when he wants to use other body parts for intimacy and so on. So look for KY jelly. And that should take care of that. And you just put a little bit, either he puts it on himself or you put it on you. And it just makes it much easier and less friction. However, don't put too much, because for the man, he does want a bit of resistance and he, you know, it shouldn't be too. So find a balance in between. Over time, you'll get to know. And again, if you communicate regularly and express what you're feeling, he'll be able to say what works for him and you'll be able to know the right quantity that works for you. Simple, right? All right, here we go. Let's see, any more questions? Nobody's asking questions. You guys are allowing me to yap all by myself here. Can you type the names? Okay, I'll just say them quickly. If I type now, I'll have to grab my be getting married soon. But she was addicted to masturbation. And she was telling me, you know, she was masturbating with everything, furniture, pillow, everything she could find. And she was so addicted to it that she didn't know how, now that she's getting married, she can stop it. And how will her husband please her, since she knows exactly, you know, X marks the spot and so on. So I counseled her for about a year on that. But I just want to share this thing about if you've started, I ask you to do everything in your power to stop it immediately, because it has long-term damaging effects. For men, of course, research has shown that it creates watery semen, premature ejaculation, and a whole bunch of other nasties that will affect your spouse. At the end of the day, you won't be able to satisfy your spouse on your selfish path to just satisfying yourself. So be very careful with that. If you've started, stop it immediately. If you've not started, don't even be curious. Don't try it. Now, with regard to using sex toys, what I often say is, if it's something that both of you are mutually doing together and it's something you're down with, you like, some absolutely not, haram, haram, I'm going to burn in hell if I do it, whatever. For me, it's just it's really an individual thing. If your spouse is involved and you're both pleasing each other, pleasuring each other, then I think it's safe to say, if it's working for you, do so. However, there is a high risk when a woman has something other than her man that is penetrating her. It exposes her to enjoying something that, for a man who climaxes quickly, she may end up going into masturbation because she derives more pleasure from that. So that's what I wanted to emphasize with regard to using sex toys. Then let me just quickly run through and see, is there anything else that people have asked? Here we go, let's see. Okay, you're right, ma'am. A lot of men ignore part that feels sex can be can resolve issues. Okay, sorry, I think I get it, that a lot of men think sex will solve the problem. Sex is meant to be a bonding activity in the relationship. However, if it is just used to quench a need, but the main issues haven't been addressed or dealt with, you can't put plaster on a wound that isn't going to heal. You have to deal with the baggage. And I promise you, you are going to get the best of your spouse if you have resolved issues first before you bring intimacy into the equation.